Hey everyone, it's Enrique here with Leadership Matters. Today I want to talk to you about setbacks. We all have them, we've all been through them, and we'll probably keep going through them in the future. A lot of you probably know or been following that I recently donated bone marrow. You know, great experience, life-changing. I will never be the same. However, it set me back. You know, I think we all have setbacks, whether they be physical, in business, in leadership. Maybe your business isn't growing, or you know, growing as fast as you'd like. Maybe your leadership within or towards others isn't growing as fast as you would like it to, and you experience setbacks, and we start to drag our feet. I know I was. You know, for me, after the surgery, I wasn't able to work out, which sounds very petty, but working out is one of the things that I enjoy the most in life. I never was the strongest, never looked the fittest, but it's kind of my thing. If you know me, you're like, man, that guy likes to work out. He's into it. He likes to tell people about like how to do things. And I couldn't do that. I haven't done it for the last month and a half or so until today. And I think we all kind of feel setbacks, and we all start to kind of drag our feet and feel the woes of life, right? And, you know, I think it's good to have people around us that can kind of set us straight. For me, specifically my wife, who, if you know, you know, I've talked about, she's amazing, the most intelligent, beautiful woman. I don't know what she's thinking with me, but hey, she's still with me. So we're sitting at dinner one time, and she said to me, you know, I was kind of dragging my feet, kind of about life and work and not being able to do what I wanted to do physically, at, you know, at the gym and stuff. And she looked at me and said, babe, tell me this. Do you want to be the leader who is the woe is me leader? Which, by the way, no one wants to be around. I don't want to be around. That's what she said. Or do you want to be the leader who leads, the leader who perseveres, and the leader who overcomes, the leader that I married? And I'm looking at my wife like, holy moly, she just dropped it on me. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to hear those kinds of things, but I think, especially coming from people you trust, especially my wife, you know, when she's making the call out and kind of redirecting my mindset, man, it's awesome. So fast forward time, I kind of buckle down, really focus on my job and my work. And luckily I was able to land a new position at work, which is really cool. Better position for me all around, working under great leaders who share similar mindsets as me. And luckily today was my first day back at the gym. You know, risky, maybe a little bit too soon to go back, but I think it was the right time. And I just felt a great energy, at the gym, no pain in my back, just really good focus on every rep, tracking my reps, tracking my weights, and writing them down. I'm calling it my day one because it's kind of my day. I kind of reset my mindset and my life in a way. So the encouragement today is you might have setbacks. We all have them, but how you overcome and how you persevere. And again, my examples might be a little bit petty about the whole working out thing, but it influences and you know, invades different parts of your life when you're set back. So whatever setback you may have, some might be more intense than others. How will you overcome? Who will come alongside you to kind of help you redirect your thoughts? We need those people. We need them. So look out for them. Reach out to them and persevere, push through. You know, I heard a great quote this morning in one of my devotionals that said, your setback might be your setup for the future. And I, wow, it really resonated with me. So maybe your setback is your setup for you. And so what is it? You know, take some time to reflect on that. And thank you all for listening. Remember, this is Leadership Matters. You can catch this podcast, you know, wherever you can find them, especially on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, things like that. So share this with a friend who's needing it on a Monday. Thank you all for listening. And remember, leadership matters.